both what Rachel represents and what comes afterwards. This kind of, so Rachel's death is this point of crossover or change of state. She also represents the spiritual of the celestial, or truth from good. And then when she dies, the focus goes on Ephrath and Bethlehem. So the city represents those things. So this, and it talks in the text about some sort of change that's occurred in terms of what was before and what was after. Of course, what's come after is the birth has happened. What's before is the labor and the suffering and the all that representing a temptation state. But you can liken it to the kind of truth that's available prior to practicing it, and the kind of truth that's available after. And the quality of those two things is very different. So the quality of the truth that someone holds in their historical faith is totally different to the quality of the truth that they have acquired through the practice of those things. And that often it'll look very different. And so, you know, you get these marked changes of state, which is marked by a death that occurs in the text. And of course, the last text, it was Deborah. So you had that sort of shift that occurred there.